Drive by the old Red Cedar Golf Course near the Lansing, East Lansing city limit, and you'll see several large piles of recently felled trees waiting to be hauled away. The trees were set to be removed to make room for the $276 million Red Cedar Renaissance development, but they came down earlier than originally planned. That was to keep two species of endangered bats from nesting and raising young in those trees. Questions have been raised over whether the city of Lansing, which owns the property, was sufficiently aware of the plan to remove the trees. Our next guest plays a key role in the infrastructure planning at the site. Pat Lindeman is the Ingham County Drain Commissioner and is at work at designing a new drain system for that area. He is here to share his perspective. Thank you for being here today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Remind our listeners what your role as Drain Commissioner is in that area.
There's a 1906 drain called the Montgomery Drain that's been there well over 100 years now. It is in pretty bad shape overall. It was modified in the 1950s and then again modified in the 1970s. And both those modifications increased the ability of the water to leave the land and get to the river fast, which means that it picks up the pollution along the way. The infrastructure that we're going to rebuild will be made up of a variety of hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure, meaning low-impact design. The goal is to eliminate the pollution going into the river. Currently, right now, we estimate that there is somewhere between 45 and 75,000 pounds of pollution each year, depending on how much it rains during each year, is going directly into the Red Cedar River. The design of the drain that we're going to build is going to try to eradicate that deposition of pollution into the river. Mm-hmm. And then we have to build the drain in and around a development,
right,
which is going to be on the site as well.
So it's pretty exciting, actually. It is an enormous project. You can't drive by there without noticing the changes to the landscape. That is to be sure. But we've got several huge piles of trees, which, according to the Lansing State Journal, got the attention of Lansing City Councilwoman Patricia Spitzley, who is saying, "Hey, it looks like a tornado blew through there. This is still city land. What's going on?" From your perspective, does she have a point? Has the city council been left out of the loop here, as far as you know?
No, they've all been in the loop. In fact, I've met with all of them. We've had conversations with every one of them. Even a year ago, we talked about taking the trees down early at a committee meeting. I don't know where that comes from, but nonetheless, they're all aware of the development. You know, the public voted to engage in this development twice by popular vote on a ballot. And both times it exceeded 70% of the popular vote. The public knows it's coming. Most of the comments that I've gotten are, "Wow, it's about time. Well, let's get started. Let's go. This is a good thing, not a bad thing." If you read the headlines in the journal, it makes it sound like something terrible is happening. But actually, this is going to create up to 2,000 new jobs. This is construction jobs alone will exceed 2,000. Permanent jobs, 1,500 to 2,000. It's a massive investment from the private sector. There's all kinds of opportunities here to create economic development, fresh start for all kinds of activity on Michigan Avenue, and clean up the river at the same time.
These trees did come down somewhat earlier than originally planned, though. Isn't that correct?
No, this is exactly when we planned them.
And this is, okay, but there were concerns. The trees, I'm told, came down late March. And this was in order to prevent
there's a federal law that protects the two species of bats, which are known to roost here. And if you leave the tree, they migrate up here around April 1st to any time after that, they could be here. And we wanted to cut the trees down prior to them arriving. And that way we could ensure that we wouldn't hurt the bats or kill them. We love bats. I mean, this is to protect the bats. So if we cut the trees down early, we couldn't get in to remove the trees because the soils were too wet for the heavy equipment. But the equipment is in there now, and they're starting to dispose of the trees by grinding them up, and they'll recycle the debris from the trees. Will all be made into yard material and that kind of thing.
They're not being hauled away, though. They're being ground up there at the site.
That's
that
correct.
It?
That's correct.
And which bats in those trees are we concerned about here?
There's a Indiana brown bat and a long northern long-eared bat, which are common to the Midwest and to Michigan. And they've shown a decline in population, and we certainly do not want to add to that decline. So cutting the trees down early and letting them lay there was the best way that we could protect the bats. The trees were going to come down later this year anyway, but we wanted to make sure that when we cut them down, there were no bats in them.
It crossed my mind whether the bats could nest in the downed trees, though, if they're laying there for weeks. Is that possible?
No, they won't. That discourages them. They won't. Once they're on the ground, the bats won't harbor themselves in them.
This led to another question for me here. I'll sometimes see raccoons or skunks slink down a drain when I'm out walking our dog. How much wildlife lives in the drain infrastructure? Do you deal with that on any kind of regular basis?
Yes, we do. All over the county, we have miles and miles and miles of both pipe and open ditch. Some animals, such as raccoons, have been known to crawl up and build homes in some of the larger pipes. Of course, when the rain comes and the pipe flows pretty fast, it's like shoots them right out. We've even had some raccoons crawl up pipes and die there, and then it plugs the pipe up. But yeah. We deal with it. But generally speaking, the way that we like to manage stormwater today isn't like the 1950s. We don't want to just get rid of it and move it to the river. We're trying to build ecosystems. We're trying to mimic nature with our stormwater facilities.
You're trying to filter the water that ends up going into the river, correct?
Yes.
At the risk of oversimplification, that's kind of what you're trying to do.
Well, that's one aspect of it, yeah. Yes. We want to make sure that we can extract the pollution created by our changes in the landscape, shopping malls, subdivisions, and all those kinds of things, roads, sidewalks, they all increase the amount of pollution that gets to the river faster. So we want to slow that down.
We're talking with Drain Commissioner of Ingham County, Pat Lindemann, about matters involving the planned Red Cedar Renaissance Project near Michigan Avenue across from Sears on the east side of Lansing. So you're at work designing an upgrade to the Montgomery Drain. How far along are you on that design? What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's somewhere between 45-50% done, maybe a little over 50% done in our design process. As soon as I hit around 65-70% done, we'll have some decisions that will have been made in terms of what we can do. We now have the easements over Rainey Park and Red Cedar Park, so we're ready to use those as a destination for our route and course for the water. And we can now pinpoint and target the kinds of pipes that we'll have to use to take it there. Other facets of the infrastructure need to be fixed. There are some broken pipes that need to be fixed. We can start adding all of that up and come up with a price here pretty soon.
Kind of cost estimate now?
No, though? I couldn't begin to tell you. It would be whatever I said would be wrong in some way, I'm sure. I don't know how many 8-foot, 24-inch pipes I need. Mm-hmm. I can't add up a number until I figure all that out.
You put together an ideal design, and then you get most of the way through it and then kind of crunch the numbers.
Well, we come up with some concepts. And then after we have the concepts and we know that there are certain outcomes that we have an overall goals and objectives, which is to eliminate the pollution is our main goal, and to control the flow of the water. So we have to then interrupt the flow, stop it, slow it down, clean it, move it to the river slower, and we have to find a place to put it. So all of that takes a great deal of thought and investigation. And like I said, we're about 50% through that. When I get to somewhere around 65% or so, we're going to hold a public hearing and show everybody what we have.
When do you think that'll be?
I'm looking toward August. It could be September. Depends on how fast we can go if we don't run into any trouble.
There was tension over who would pay for this work, and I know lawsuits were launched by City of East Lansing, I believe, Lansing Township, and Frandor, but they were either dropped or dismissed. Do we know any more about who's going to pay what for this?
This is a Chapter 20 drain under Public Act 40, which means that the municipalities and the different road departments, the State Highway Department and county, pays for the county roads that are there. Clippard Street at that point is a county road. And then there's Lansing Township, and City of East Lansing. And all of those will divide the cost of the infrastructure improvements up among themselves. And in a Chapter 20 drain, again under Public Act 40, each of these municipalities, excluding the Highway Department and the Road Commission, or the Road Department for the county, have the ability to then tax it back to the properties that are benefited by it. Mm-hmm. Whether they exercise that right to do that or not depends on them.
Before you go, I feel obligated to ask you about another fairly startling development from last month. A couple of hard drives in your offices at the county were seized by law enforcement as part of a child pornography investigation. You told the State Journal that what appears to have happened is that someone outside your building accessed your internet system and what? Apparently visited websites with child porn. Where does that stand right now?
After their investigation, which I'm glad they did that, they found nothing illegal. So, but what it did do, I guess the best way I can say it is we took lemon and made it into lemonade. We had a woefully weak internet system, which the county provided for us, and it's now boosted up. You could sit in the parking lot and get on our internet and into our server. And it's now strengthened. It's got codes and all the different security functions that should have been there before. So we wound up with a brand new security system. That's good. And we did find some inappropriate material on one of the computers in our office, and that's being dealt with internally. So
was it
nothing
child,
illegal, though.
Was it child porn?
No, it wasn't. That would be illegal.
Okay. All right.
There was no child porn found.
Pat Lindeman is the Ingham County Drain Commissioner. We've been talking about the Red Cena Renaissance and other matters. Patrick, thank you for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.